running out of time here, but I want to give you...
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Search for seven sailors. Unhappy Cuba. I'm Christopher Cruz. The U.S. Navy says flooding has now been stabilized on the USS Fitzgerald after the destroyer was heavily damaged in an overnight collision with a huge container ship near Japan. Correspondent Diane Gallagher with the latest.
According to the Japanese Coast Guard, citing the U.S. Navy, there are seven people missing and one injured. At this point, though, the U.S. Navy is only confirming that the entire crew is not accounted for.
The Fitzgerald limped into its home port of Yokosuka this morning on its own power after suffering significant damage on its right side. Cuba is accusing President Trump of using hostile rhetoric. Friday in Miami, Trump announced a new policy toward the island nation.
With God's help, a free Cuba is what we will soon achieve.
The Coast Guard says at least four people have been injured after a high-speed ferry struck a jetty in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, and began taking on water late last night. I'm Christopher Cruz. Still no verdict in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial.
Before leaving last night, Cosby stopped and said his first public words since the trial began.
I just want to wish all of the fathers a happy Father's Day.
The jury had its fourth 12-hour day in a row. He acknowledged how they've deliberated for over 50 hours so far.
And I want to thank the jury for their long days and their honest work.
Cosby thanked the supporters who were cheering for him. He urged them to stay calm and not to argue with anyone. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Jurors continued deliberating this morning. More mixed signals from the Trump administration. It's now saying it still has not decided the long-term fate of a program that protects hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. But Thursday, administration officials said the program called DACA, for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, would continue. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
Hot enough for you? Scorching temperatures coming for parts of the country.
In places like Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Death Valley, temperatures are expected to be dangerously high, even for the desert. So high in the Valley of the Sun that the local National Weather Service forecast calls it crazy. Record highs may melt in coming days, and even places like Southern California and Reno, Nevada are likely to feel the heat. No threat to records there, but still hot enough that even after sundown, the overnight lows may remain in the 90s. I'm Jan Johnson.
Pop singer Katy Perry passed the 100 million follower mark on Twitter Friday, the first person to do so. Since joining Twitter in 2009, Perry, or her people, has sent more than 8,000 tweets. Perry's now ahead of Justin Bieber with 96.7 million followers and former President Barack Obama, who has 90.8 million followers. As for me, not even close. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
We're looking at an extremely hot Father's Day weekend. Today's high will be about 90 degrees, and there's a small chance for a lingering shower later this afternoon. We'll hit an overnight low of 70 degrees tonight, and your Father's Day is looking like another hot day with rain chances later Sunday evening and overnight. From the Local 8 Weather Center, this is Niku Kazori.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. So glad you're here this morning. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Just glad that you were here. You know, anybody can be a father, but not everybody can be a dad. I love that. And I think that's so true. I was watching Trolls last night with my grandchildren and just had such a good time with them watching father figures and watching them nurture their children in an animated movie. Who knew? Anyway, we're glad that you are here. We have a kind of an unusual show first hour. We have invited Connie Pinkerton from Barkbusters to come in this morning and talk with us about training your dog in your home. And maybe there's a different spin on that. But if you have some issues with your dog, I would like to hear from you this morning. We're live in studio at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Just a wealth of knowledge coming at you, so get ready. Welcome, Connie. So glad to have you here. All right, let's try that one more time. I am so glad you're here. I don't have any voice on, Connie. Just letting you know. Let's try it again, Connie. Are you plugged in?
Yes.
Okay. I can hear you. All right. We're going to get a little help here. Connie is part of a franchise that actually came from Australia in the 80s. And what happened is the couple in Australia that created this, there was so much pressure from the folks that got the benefit of the training that they pressured this gentleman from Australia to franchise the business because they felt like it was something that you couldn't hide, that you had to share. What do you think, Connie?
Oh, they're wonderful people. It's a couple, Danny and Sylvia Wilson, mm-hmm. and they wonderful people. They didn't want to go global, right. But it was too big of an opportunity to save a lot of dogs.
I love it. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Asking dog questions this morning. The first dog question I have is, occasionally, as a general contractor, I will hear from a client, you know, gee, I'd like to do this remodel, but my dog is going to the bathroom all the time. And I'm afraid that if I do that, they're going to ruin what I've done. Well, I would say, I bet we can fix that.
Absolutely.
I can't fix it, but you can.
A little bit of help. And
right.
So what I do is I go into the home. I'm actually a people trainer and I help people. I'm a puzzle fixer. I help people identify why is the dog doing what it's doing. Hmm. What's the age is very important.
Okay.
And when we figure this out, we can set up teachable moments to get this dog to have good toileting habits.
All right. So you actually do this in the house.
I do it in the house.
Their home.
Yes.
Which is perfect because
that's where the dog is most comfortable and where they're going to learn the quickest.
Right.
There are no distractions, but that's why they're manipulating their people.
Absolutely. So, they're smart. They're smarter than we give them credit.
They are. They are. The best client is the one that calls up and says, hey, I have a stupid dog. And I'm like, yeah, that's why you're calling, because the dog is manipulating you.
Okay. So what do we do? What is it? We're losing our audio. What is it? Okay, stand by. Stand by.
I'm not sure. I've lost my audio. Okay. All right. What is it that we do to help a dog along? What is the process?
The process is, if you had the dog since a puppy, we want to go back to the basics. And the reason a lot of people don't get good toy learning habits is because they give the dog too much freedom too soon. Mm. They let them wander away, and that's when the accidents happen. Mm. Dogs are going to have accidents where the den is not used the most. And what I mean by that is the house. Okay, there's sense in the house of the people.
Okay.
They're not going to toilet where they play. They're not going to toilet where they eat. Usually they take off to the dining room because we use it once a year.
Yes, I've noticed that.
And so a little trick that I do with dogs that I bring into the house when I foster and things like that is, and they all have toileting problems because they've been used to toileting on the cement floors, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Put water dishes. You don't use the dining room. You're not going to kick them over. Put water dishes under the table. Dogs don't toilet where they eat and drink.
Right.
And a lot of times it's going to sort it out. They're like, wow, I drank here. I don't want a toilet here.
That's a great tip.
It is an awesome tip. If you don't have multiple dogs, you can scatter feed a little bit of their food on the floor. Leave it on the floor.
Really?
Again, they go in and they find this food. You can feed, if they love their food, you can feed the whole meals scattered on the floor.
Wow.
Right away, it works pretty well right away.
Right away. Gosh, that's amazing. And where you can't read this on the internet. I've read a lot about some of this stuff, and that was not on the internet. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls about dog training. Do you have a question? Do you have an issue with a dog? Or maybe it's your neighbor's dog. I don't know.
I get that a lot.
I bet you do.
Can you help my neighbor? I said, I don't know. Are they trainable? They have to want to help. They want to have to change. Because if a human doesn't change, they're never going to change their dog.
Ah, so it's more like the person has to be trainable.
Absolutely.
The dog is trainable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All dogs are trainable, any age, any breed, any problem. They're trainable.
Okay, so I have a puppy. And I know this puppy is not trained. It's a puppy. I just was weaned from his mama and he's with me now. What do I do? What's the best way to start?
You have to start the day they come into the home. Okay. You are going to be the pack leader.
Ah, it's the dominance thing.
Authority. We call it authority.
Okay.
But you want to be that pack leader. You want them to understand there's going to be rules of the house. The mom teaches the rules of the house, of the den, if you will. And so a lot of people have this honeymoon period that they think they should go through, 2-3 weeks. If you bring in a puppy, if you bring in a shelter dog that was taken away from their mom too soon, they're going to have these...
Anxiety
that you took them away from their pack.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're displacing them from the pack right away. We want to set the rules right away. If you let them get away with all these things for 3 weeks, guess what? Now you're going to have even a harder time to train.
So they've established their own rules,
Absolutely.
Just like kids do.
And they usually make the people another pup in the pack. And then they wonder why, my dog's chewing on me. Look at all these razor sharp teeth that are scratching the heck out of me. Well, the razor sharp teeth is what helps teach bite inhibition, and the other pups in the pack would squeal if they bit too hard, and they learn that from their pack members and their mom. Their mom will give a good correction if you bite me too hard, even when you're
now,
nursing.
Does the mom bite back?
She might growl, she might snap, but these dogs understand
the response.
Exactly. Intuitively. Exactly.
Interesting. Okay, so what as a trainer, as the person with the authority, should my response be to a bite?
If the puppy bites you too hard, you got to freeze your action and give a verbal correction.
Okay.
Okay, a nice deep guttural like a dog would do.
Do that for us. Come on. Oh, really? So you actually kind of growl at them. Interesting. Just like the mom would do.
Just like the mom.
Or whatever.
Would. Yes.
Oh, you growl at the dog. How interesting.
They don't understand words. words.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They don't come to our house knowing our human rules. We have to teach those things. Okay. And so we want to teach that bite inhibition. Oop, you bit too hard. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, teeth on human skin is never okay. Especially yes. when you have children or grandchildren.
No kidding. No
kidding. And the pups are going to want to play with those kids just like they would a pup in the pack.
Okay, so they are welcoming them into the pack, and part of that play is nibbling or whatever.
Right, but all it right. doesn't have to be okay. And with puppies, we usually concentrate when they're 8 weeks old. When we start training at 8 weeks old, we concentrate on the toilet training, which is a biggie, and the mouthing and nipping and jumping.
All right, so let's go back to the toilet training because we're going to have to take a break here. Give me like three or four steps to toilet training.
To toilet train. A crate will make your toilet training fast, the fastest. Okay. Crating or denning. Sometimes people put up baby puppy playpens.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
You need to keep the puppy in a small confined area where they play, where they eat. Mm-hmm. They don't want to toilet. And then the other thing is you got to take them out if they're awake. Every hour to hour and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Some people say, well, my dog sleeps overnight for 4 hours. The problem is they're not doing anything.
Yes.
Once they get up, they're stimulating the bowel and bladder.
Right.
They're going to have to go and they have no muscle control.
Right.
And we give them too much freedom. If your dog is out of your sight, you can bet they're going to potty somewhere else. And the worst thing you can do is punish a dog after the fact.
Ooh.
Do not rub their nose in it. Do not take them to it. They know it's pee and poop.
Right.
Okay. They just don't know they did it in the wrong spot because you didn't catch them in the act. And you can cause more problems by punishing them after the fact. They'll start hiding it from you all the time.
They are smart. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Take in your dog training questions when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7
WOKI. The party was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey, yeah, E-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey, hey, E-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
E-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. Hey, I have a full one shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
When you feel the need to get it off your chest, we got you covered. State your case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems on your shrubbery, around the outside of your house, on your lawn, in your flower beds, or vegetable garden? Bonide has the answer. Bonide's 8 insect control controls most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home invading pests. 8 kills insects on contact and repels them for up to 30 days. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Bonide 8 insect control products at these fine retailers, your local farmers co-op, at Mize Farm and Garden in Johnson City, and at Rocky Hill Hardware in Knoxville. Or visit www.bonide.com to find a retailer near you.
Break out from the ordinary with Games and Things 1-2 free sale. Hi, this is Scott Mellon from Games and Things. And right now, when you purchase a qualifying Olhausen pool table made right here in Tennessee, you get two upgrades valued at up to $900 free. Options include a table tennis conversion top, premium finish upgrades, even a storage drawer for your table, just to name a few. And you get two free. On top of that, all Olhausen pool tables are deeply discounted during Games and Things 1-2 free sale. Kingston Pike at Lovell Road. Games and Things, because life should be fun.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
We Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If a dog is man's best friend, then happy Father's Day, because we have a training expert in the house to make your dog more livable. You can actually live with your dog if you know how to train them, and if you're willing maybe to change some of our old habits that are causing us the problems anyway. So if a dog is a pack, then we have to be the pack leader.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right. We're talking to Connie Pinkerton from Barkbusters, a home dog training. Home dog training. They actually come to your house and train you with your dog in their surroundings, which is perfect because honestly, I've seen dog training in vet offices and, you know, do they run trainings? And that's fine, except to get them to respond in the house is a whole different animal, if you pardon the pun. All right. So if you want to talk to Connie, if you want to see what they do, go to barkbusters.com, barkbusters.com, or you can email Connie at knoxville@barkbusters.com. If you want to call her, it's 297-3364, 297-3364. Connie is a dog behavioral therapist and trainer. Interesting. Do dogs get depressed?
They do. Oh, I actually had a call the other day that one of the pack mates had passed away and their dog was grieving. So we do have tips to help ease a dog through that transitional period.
So what would you do with that?
Well, consistency is the key.
Okay.
Consistency and being a leader, because we get depressed too.
Sure.
And then we want to shut down a little bit for a while and everybody's different. But the problem happens is the dog sees that as a weakness in the pack. Oh my gosh, the leader actually passed away, right? The dog that passed away. And they get anxious.
Okay.
The best thing you can do is keep to the schedule, as hard as it might be even for us humans, because we grieve a lot, but like they're our babies.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
And so stay consistent.
Okay.
Go for walks. If you can't walk, train them to walk nicely on a leash. But that's another
you can do
story.
That?
Absolutely.
Oh my
absolutely.
Is, there's hope for us that don't know how to train a dog. There is hope with Barkbusters.
Going back to your comment about group training. Group training is great. You get a little bit of socialization with the other dogs. But one of the things that happened, 90% of my clients have been to group training because they couldn't take their front door with the training or the counters that they're counter surfing on or the cabinets that they're chewing on kind of thing. So that's where we train specifically to what you need.
Okay. Well, you said chewing. Let's talk about chewing. What is that a sign of something? How do I get them to stop? Especially a puppy that's, you know, cutting teeth.
Yeah. And that's why they chew.
Okay.
It's just like a 2-year-old. They're going to put everything in their mouth to investigate, but they're also strengthening those gums for the new teeth coming in.
Okay.
The new teeth that are going to be not quite as sharp, by the way.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
But, so going back to that bite inhibition, you want to make sure the new teeth are not going to bite down hard. But the puppy teeth, to me, do much more damage.
Oh, they're so painful.
Oh, they are.
So painful.
And they do a wonderful job on your cabinets, too. And any wood, usually the wood surfaces.
Sure, because it gives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it gives you that
absolutely
dig in a little bit. So what do I do to stop that?
Well, one of the things I will tell customers in if they don't train is use a product called Granix Bitter Apple. We have found it works the best. Okay.
And say it one more time.
Granix Bitter Apple.
Okay. It's a spray.
It's a spray. You can buy it at any pet store. Okay. Most of my clients with puppies wish they had it by the gallon and they don't. But you can spray it on almost any surface. I always say, stay away from your fine silks.
Oh, that's a good call.
And it's kind of funny because, curtains.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one. It's like, if they have curtains, it's like, okay, now we have a problem because you can't spray them. You don't want them to stain. Try it in an inconspicuous place.
Sure.
But I spray it on my hands, my feet. Hmm. I spray it on corners of rugs, all the wood carpet cabinets, etc. Because that everything... Yeah, they don't like it. It tastes bad. And then I have the clients who say, well, my dog actually likes the bitter apple. And I'm like, well, their desire to do it trumps the bad taste.
Ah.
And some dogs will lick, 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 lick till they get it off so I can go back to chewing that. And that's probably an indication that you need to take them for a little walk or do some kind of activity with them to wear them out a little bit. They have too much pent-up frustration, energy, actually. Okay. And some dogs do chew out of stress.
It's kind of like my grandchildren. When they start acting up, you know, they got too much pent-up energy.
Exactly.
And doing an activity will change that. And I've seen it.
And mental stimulation, you can wear a puppy out in 5 minutes with mental stimulation. And that's what we teach.
Now, what do you mean by mental stimulation?
Well, you can throw a ball, right? And you throw a ball, and I have a lot of clients with adult dogs. Oh, I take them for a 30-minute, 40-minute hour run, and they come back, and they have as much energy as they started. Well, it wasn't structured. You didn't make them do something on the run. Maybe change direction right away. Maybe do a quick stop and a sit, and they're like, what? With puppies, we would concentrate on them mouthing and nipping and jumping. Okay, so we would give that verbal command when you feel teeth.
This is the roar?
the growl,
the
yeah.
Growl, sorry. It's been a while since I had a puppy.
It sounds like a roar sometimes. Growl, yeah. So you want to give a verbal interruption, and they have to think about it. Wow, what was I supposed to do? And it's normal with puppies to do something maybe 4 times before they're like, oh, you mean you're correcting me for that specific behavior? Mm. Has to be in the moment. So it might be you stop it for a second, which is what people say, but then they go right back to it. Right. Okay, then did you interrupt again?
Right.
Absolutely. Keep doing it. Repetition is the key. Consistency. You can't ever bite me. So every time you bite me, I'm going to give that growl that another dog would do to another dog. Back off. I don't like what you're doing. I'm trying to.
And that works, the growl.
It does work.
And see, it sounds like there's nothing behind it. So what's that's really going to do?
Well, and that's what we teach. We back it up with an action.
Okay.
With a puppy, I might use a squirt bottle.
Ah, okay.
And water. So then, yes, water only.
Okay.
If anybody ever tells you to put anything else in that water bottle, don't do it.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of horror stories about, vinegar, the bitter. I had one woman, I never taught her to do this. I came back, she's like, I put the bitter apple in the squirt bottle. I'm like, what? I didn't teach you to do that. Again, people training.
Yeah. That's funny.
So water is significant in interrupting a bad behavior with your tone. If you do it enough, that action to back up the tone, they're going to respond. Mm-hmm. Consistency. Mm-hmm. It takes about 5 weeks to train a new pattern.
5 weeks?
About 5 weeks to train.
That's not bad.
It isn't for a lifetime of good behavior.
And then just being consistent after that. Okay, mm-hmm. So we talked about chewing and the apple bitter. Say it again. Bitter apple. All right. And what about digging? Oh, my goodness. And, you know, fortunately, that wouldn't be a problem because I don't have a backyard. But a lot of people put a lot of time and effort and landscaping into their backyard and don't want their dog to dig that up.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
What do I do?
First, we got to figure out why they're digging. There's a ton of reasons why a dog might dig. Okay. Entertainment, boredom. Sometimes they're missing nutritional needs in their diet, a deficiency in their diet.
I've heard that.
And they're going for roots. They're going for, if they're doing rocks, they might be missing minerals in their diet.
Oh.
Puppies, they just put everything in their mouth. Right. So depending on what they're digging, where they're digging, why they're digging is where we set up the teachable moments, I call them. And so, for example, if dogs are digging holes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes they're digging holes because they hear your underground sprinkler and they're like, ooh, they have great hearing. And it's like entertainment.
Yeah.
So I always tell people when you leave your dog in the backyard, they won't self-exercise and get the energy needs met, but they will self-entertain and probably not where you want them to do it. A quick tip with the hole digging. Okay. What you can do is fill the hole with their stools and put a thin layer of dirt over the top.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, they won't go back out to that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like that.
It's a really good tip. It works really, really well.
Wow.
If they're digging all over the place, again, you have to interrupt in the moment to teach them no digging, but you might want to give them an appropriate place to dig.
Mm-hmm.
And so something you can do, and you'd be very careful with this, I've done this with a lot of clients. It's kind of fun. Get a baby pool filled with sand.
Okay.
And teach them to bury their toys. Teach them to dig in the sandbox.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's just like your grandchildren, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to dig over here. or I'm going to dig over here. One of the other things that can happen is when you're doing landscaping, whether you do it or somebody else does it, if they see you digging, like you're planting new flowers, they're going to watch that. And they're going to say, well, I can dig too. See? And they dig up everything you just did.
Just like the grandkid. I'm picking deadheading flowers, right? My two-year-old's watching me. 30 seconds, not that. 3 seconds later, he walks up, grabs a flower, and jerks off the flower and throws it over the, you know, down the hill. And I'm like, well, I just taught him to do that. Duh.
Yeah. And dogs do exactly the same thing.
Oh, my
You're
goodness.
Digging, I'm digging. And it's the same thing with poop in the yard. Okay. I want to say with your stools. I don't know if I could say that on the air.
It's okay.
If they watch you pick it up all the time.
Right. They're going to pick it up. Oh,
they
my goodness.
Might eat it.
I know they do that. Is that why? Oh, for heaven's
Well, that's
sakes.
One of the reasons. There's a lot of reasons. And again, if they're on a, I don't want to say poor diet, but if you're on a diet that is high in carbs, they don't digest really good, it's extra food.
Oh.
And most animals do. It's called coprophagia. And most dogs do this. Mm-hmm. Most animals do this. Mm. But it's gross.
It is gross.
And so, but if they see you pick it up, they're going to say, well, the only way I have to pick it up is eat it. And so I'm going to keep the backyard clean too.
Right. So the moral of that story is pick it up when they're not out with you?
Kind of, yes. If you have that problem.
Okay.
Some dogs won't even do it. I had a dog that did it for 2 years.
Wow.
And there's a lot of theories about putting something in their food. Pineapples, sometimes you put in their food and it doesn't taste as good coming out because it doesn't totally digest.
Right.
There's a few tricks that they say. Tomato juice. But if they're on a good diet, their body is digesting what they need. They're not going to be hungry, okay, because sometimes it's hunger. They're not going to be hungry, and they're not going to want to go back to that.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Do you work at the house? Do you work at your house? Is your dog misbehaving when you start working? Well, guess what? BarkBusters has an answer for that, too, when we come back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I'm David Alley at New Balance Knoxville. Being a small business, my sister Sharon and I are constantly looking for ways to increase awareness to our company and the benefits of coming to us instead of visiting a big box store. So we contacted Rob Thorbjornsen at News Talk 98.7. Rob helped us create an advertising program within our budget and on target. After several years, we're still advertising with News Talk 98.7 because we get results. If you want to learn more about the perfect fit for your feet, come see us at New Balance Knoxville and Suburban Shopping Center. If you want to help your company grow, then contact Rob at 212-4616.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
If heart disease is cramping your lifestyle and making the simplest activities a challenge, and maybe you've been told you're no longer considered operable, Dr. Greg Brewer and his team at Restoration Heart Care offer a non-invasive therapy to help you and your heart feel better. EECP, Enhanced External Counterpulsation, a safe treatment that works like a natural bypass, increases oxygen-rich blood flow to ease stress on your heart. EECP, FDA approved and covered by most insurance. To learn more, call Dr. Brewer at 691-8011 or restorationheartcare.com.
Listen to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and Dayton's Pest Control salute established businesses in this area. Businesses that have weathered some tough times, that we can depend on, that have grown to employ more people. We at News Talk 98.7 and the folks at Dayton's Pest Control are proud to be working and living in such a great area. We invite you to support our local businesses so our economy and standard of living continues to grow. WOKI and Dayton salute local businesses.
Humidity, heat, and sunshine is what you can expect this weekend. Look forward to highs reaching the 90s with overnight lows in the 70s. There's a slight chance for a lingering shower this afternoon, and your Father's Day starts out clear. But if you have any plans for dinner outdoors, we are expecting storms later Sunday evening. From the Local 8 Weather Center, this is Niku Kazori.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, if you're getting ready for Father's Day, God bless you. God bless you, dads. We're so grateful for all the time and love and energy and hard work that you put into our lives. Happy birthday to my dad. I'm so grateful for you, Dad. It's 7:35 on this Father's Day weekend, and we are talking to Connie Pinkerton from BarkBusters. Originated in Australia, such a good system, worked so well that people just said, you have to share this. And that's what happened. That's why Connie's here. She is a dog training / people training expert. And the best part is she comes to your home. I love that. I just love that you come to the house because that's where it all happens.
And that's where they're going to learn the quickest. They're most comfortable. They're challenging us the most in that environment. Somebody has to be a leader.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody has to be a leader. And it's so funny. My daughter has a dog that was a rescue and just has a lot of behavioral issues because of what has happened to the dog prior to the rescue. And she'll say to me, he just needs to be alpha'd. I was like, what? And that's what she's talking about. She's saying he just needs to know who the authority is.
Right. And we don't do it physically, just so you know. Right. We don't use prong collars. We don't use shock collars. Right. We tried to, our hands should be always for petting only.
Ah, okay.
We use non-physical means to communicate.
Which, and it's hard because you can get really mad if that dog chews up your favorite footstool or something. It's going to be difficult.
Absolutely.
All right. So the one thing that happens a lot when I enter a home for the first time with a client is the dog will jump on me.
Yes.
All right. I can say most of the time it doesn't bother me. If I happen to be wearing a dress, it can scratch my legs.
Absolutely.
You know, there's just a lot of things that can happen to anyone that comes in. And if it's an occasion, then they're dressed up. Maybe they have hose on. Maybe they have really nice pants on, whatever. Don't want that dog jumping on our guests.
Or some people are afraid of dogs.
Exactly. And if they're little, that could knock my two-year-old over.
Big.
Yeah.
If they're big?
Yeah.
Oh, well, little ones for the little people. Big dogs for the big people.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, you have a mother who's kind of frail, and you have this 80-pound dog, there's going to be an accident.
Yeah.
So we want to figure out why they're jumping.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, well, my dog is just happy, excited to see the people.
Right.
Well, you need to understand, jumping occurs for several reasons at different stages in life. When a puppy is very, very small, they'll jump on the mom to have the mom regurgitate some food to feed them.
Okay.
As they get in what we call their terrible teens, terrible tweens.
Uh-huh.
Around 6 months to a year,
Okay. Now
they're jumping for authority. They jump on each other's back to see who's more authoritative.
Interesting.
And so if we don't curb that, then they start jumping because they're saying, this is my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you in, maybe even with the owners. Happy you're home. I'm going to take care of you now. So we want to curb the jumping. Jumping is not because I'm happy to see you. It's because they're telling you I'm in charge of the house.
Mm.
So they can be happy to see us with all 4 feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important for the owners to take charge of that situation.
Okay.
Because a lot of your guests might come in, no, I love dogs. And they're petting the dog and encouraging the dog to jump. And guess what? They've just negated the owner's rules.
Yeah.
Now their owner is no longer in charge. When this person comes over, I don't have to listen to my owner.
Oh,
we need to be
goodness.
Consistent.
Yeah.
When I decide I'm the pack leader, mm-hmm. I'm the one who gets to set the rules. And my rules are you don't jump on all the people at the door.
So how do you stop them?
Well, the first thing you do is you take control of the door.
Mm.
You have to answer the door. You should never open your door if your dog's at the door.
Okay.
And they're always going to beat us because they're fast as lightning.
Right.
Okay. Again, that's okay. But you have to get them away from the door before you answer the door. You break it into stages. And so you stop the barking first. That happens before the door is even
how
open.
How do you stop the barking?
How do you stop the barking? We give an interruption in the moment. And this is one of the things people tell me, well, I don't have people come to the door to practice on purpose. Download an app. They have apps for everything.
Yeah.
So download a doorbell. Stand in your house, ring the doorbell, interrupt the dog like we did before mm-hmm. when we talked about. Interrupt them where it's not really, you don't really have to answer the door.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's there.
Right.
You know that. The dog doesn't know that.
Right.
So interrupt in the moment. Practice, practice, practice.
Okay.
1 to 4 times a day for a minimum of 5 weeks.
It's the growl again?
That growl again.
Still the growl. Okay.
It's still the growl. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it super. I use the KISS method. Keep it super simple and the dog's going to get it. We complicate it.
Yeah.
We try to knock it off, cut it out.
Yeah.
You know, all these other words. They don't know those words.
Mm-hmm.
They might learn them eventually, but they don't know them.
I always thought they learned the tone.
They learn. It's absolutely
it's
about the tone.
Yeah.
And we use a lot of high tones for praise. And so every dog is different in that sometimes if you have a dog that's a very fearful dog, you're going to use a lot more light tones than you are the interruption.
Mm.
Okay. But it's again based on the temperament of the dog.
Wow.
We train towards the temperament of the dog. You can have a really authoritative dog or you can have a really shy dog that as soon as somebody comes in the house and looks at the dog, eye contact makes a difference
mm-hmm.
and they pee all over the place.
Oh.
Submissive peeing. Or excited peeing, some people call it.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing it for a reason, not because they don't have a toilet parm.
So the dog, the doorbell rings, the dog comes up, you interrupt the bark,
mm-hmm.
then you open the door with the dog
away from
or away from the door. Now, they're going to be right behind you, chances
right.
are.
Right.
So the guest comes in and you hug them and then the dog wants in.
He wants a hug too.
Right. So how do you stop that?
Hugging is a challenging gesture. Remember that when people hug between families,
mm-hmm.
Even guests, friends, things like that, dogs see that as a challenging gesture. How dare you challenge my owner?
Ooh.
And so keep that in mind. So depends on what's happening will depend on what the dog is doing at the time.
Okay.
But you never answer the door. You call the dog away and show them behind a boundary.
Okay.
And keep them behind that boundary. So the first time you do this, it might take you 10 minutes to get to the door,
right.
but you're educating the dog.
Okay.
Nobody might even be there because you used your app. It's okay. Take the 10 minutes. We're the ones who are, since we were, you know, yay high to a grasshopper, mm-hmm. we learned to run to the door and answer the door and get these people in right away.
Right.
That's the problem. The dog learned to run to the door because we run to the door at that bell.
Again, we're training the dog.
Exactly.
Or misbehave.
So you keep
How funny.
Keep away dog away from the door. Wait till your guests come in. Invite the dog to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And then get ready to stop the jumping.
Okay.
Because you know your dog jumps on people.
So how do you stop it?
You stop it with the growl.
Still the growl. Okay. So no knee.
No knee. No physical. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. The dog goes back to do it. Pushing with your hands, they find that as a very entertaining game. It doesn't stop them. You push down, they jump up. You push down. Hey, this is fun. I could do this all day long. So the hands pushing down does not work.
Okay. So it's still the growl.
It's still the growl.
It's still consistency.
It's setting it up on purpose.
And practicing.
Practice.
Wow, this is awesome. I can see why everyone in Australia that had been around this couple said, you've got to share this because it works. And it is so simple.
It is. Most of my clients say, it's simple. It's just not natural for humans. It's natural for dogs. That's why they get it.
Yeah.
Most of my clients see results in the first visit because it's so easy for when you slow down to speed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Slow down. Take it slow. It's worth the cost of next 15, 20 years of having a well-behaved dog.
All right. So one thing I like about the whole BarkBusters is that you offer lifetime support.
We do offer lifetime.
This is awesome.
It's like an insurance policy. Right. So if you move, it'll move with you right. because we have 140 plus trainers in the United States alone. So most big cities have trainers. It's a great opportunity. It's a life insurance policy is basically what it is. So if something in a year, 3 years, 5 years comes up, we will come back out free of charge.
Wow.
And an example of that, and everybody's like, well, I don't anticipate anything happening. Well, you never do with your car or your house right. or anything like that. But guess what? We still pay that. But I had a woman who's having a baby. She started way before Ooh, getting married and having a baby.
Transition, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so now how do I introduce this new dog before the baby comes? The key is before the baby comes, start setting up your rules. Think about them. Do you want the dog in the baby's room? If not, set that boundary, kind of like you did the front door. Not so allowed to go in.
If you set a boundary for they can't go in that door, is it when they cross the boundary, then there's the growl?
And show and guide them back. Call them back. They don't know what's happening.
Why are you growling at me?
Exactly. And the growl, keep in mind, the growl isn't always about correcting the dog. It's about focus. Focus on me so I can show and guide you what the right behavior is, even at the front door.
So getting their attention.
Getting their attention. That's what it's about. It's not, some people use it all the time as a negative. It's like, no. It's a focus. Focus on me and then I can show you and guide you what our rules are, our household rules.
Wow. 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final calls for your dog when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you don't know John Gardner and his team at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, you owe yourself a short drive to Balm Drive in Bearden. Why? Because that's where the experts go to get their seed, to get their fertilizer, to get their tips, to solve problems, to do soil sampling. All the things that they need are at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. And guess what? They're available to you. All you have to do is go in to Balm Drive. It's actually 6305 Balm Drive. And you can find out from John Gardner and his team what the next step is. They even make a year-long plan for your turf so you can be the envy of your neighborhood. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located on Balm Drive in Bearden. Call 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Are fleas and ticks making your favorite pet's life downright miserable? Bonide Flea Beater products will make your pet's life flea and tick free. Controlling fleas and ticks is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bonide's complete 3-step program starts with controlling fleas and ticks outdoors with granular or hose end flea beater products. The second step is to control fleas and ticks indoors with Bonide's Flea Beater aerosols and ready to use products. And the third step is to control the fleas and ticks on your pet with Bonide's Flea Beater for Pets ready to use. All products are deadly on fleas and ticks. So if fleas and ticks are causing your favorite pet to scratch and itch, get Bonide Flea Beater products today and put an end to their flea and tick problems. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide Flea Beater products can be found at these fine retailers, your local farmers co-op, at Jim Brown Supply in Middlesboro, Kentucky, and at the Barn Nursery in Chattanooga. Or go to Bonide.com for a retailer near you.
Harvest Town Wine and Spirits provide fine wine and spirits for any occasion. Harvest Town has a large selection of fine wines, and each Tuesday they offer these at a 10% discount. Wednesdays are for the craft beer enthusiast. You can enjoy a 10% discount on the largest craft beer selection on the north side. Harvest Town features amazingly low in-store specials every Thursday through Saturday, too. Stop by and see them today. Harvest Town Wine and Spirits, 4860 North Broadway, or call 865-688-4672.
Do you need a dentist today? How about tomorrow? No matter what day you need a dentist, 365 Dentistry is available 365 days a year. 365 Dentistry is now open in North Knoxville with a newly renovated office on Jacksboro Pike, just minutes from the historic Fountain City Duck Pond. From simple cleanings to dental implants, Dr. Vyas and 365 Dentistry are now accepting new patients of any age, and they accept most dental insurance plans. Find out more at 365dentistry.com. Then call today to schedule your appointment. 365 Dentistry. Dental care on your schedule.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Joining us this morning is Connie Pinkerton. Good day. Good day is what her card says, and that's because this business originated in Australia, and it was so good and so simple and so effective that they franchised it. I love that. I love that entrepreneurship, and I love that Connie's here this morning. She is local. Yes. Here in Knoxville. You can reach her at barkbusters.com, or you can call her at 297-3364. 297-3364. Chandra's up first, and she has a question for us. Good morning, Chandra. Hello? Hello? Chandra, this is Dawn. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I have a 3-year-old palm tree, and He's always charging at people in general. He doesn't care who it is. But, and I have a, he's not good with children at all. And I was like, what do I need to do? We have a rescue dog. We're about the same age, and she's a Chihuahua, I think Jack Russell mix, and she's from a rescue. And now she's doing the same thing. She's socialized, but now she's starting to do the same thing. What can I do to deter the behavior?
Okay. Thank you for calling in. One of the things is when you have one dog, if you have a dog with good behavior, it's going to learn those behaviors. If you have a dog with bad behaviors, another dog will learn those behaviors because dogs understand dogs better. But basically what you need to do is you need to get their focus. The growl works most of the time, but the growl alone won't work. What you need to do is get their focus on you. If they're focused on you, they can't be focused on these strangers. Mm. You need to teach them that these strangers, whoever they are not threats to you. A good watchdog watches the leader of the pack to find out what threatens the pack. If you're good and calm, if you always get anxious with it and they look at you, man, they're going to say, oh, that must be a threat, and they go. So okay. We need to change that. If they're looking at you and you're calm in those scenarios, and that's why we set up those scenarios in an undistracted location first, because you don't want them to be over-adrenalized. Dogs can't think if they get over-adrenalized.
Right.
So get their focus. Get their focus. And sometimes a little squirt in the butt if they're lunging to get their focus back
on you.
Squirt
of water.
Squirt of water. Okay. Absolutely. Thank you. Always water. Use your tones. Use water. Get their focus on you. If they're focused on you, they can't be focused on anything else. And you're teaching them, hey, I got your back. You don't need to do this. Then they don't have to lunge.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Chandra. Thank you. Enjoy. I love that this is so simple. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final calls with Connie Pinkerton from Barkbusters. Home work. When we work from our home, the dogs have behavior issues sometimes. We get on the phone, they start acting up, just like children.
Just like children. Ah. Absolutely. They see you distracted on that phone, and what do? They start barking at you for attention.
Yeah.
Well, they're barking at you for attention if they can do that even when you're not working, but we notice it more when we're working.
Sure.
So set up the same boundaries as if you weren't working from home. Give them a place to go. When you go to work, you would have them in a crate. You would be gone
right.
For sometimes 8 hours a day. With a puppy, that's not recommended. You need to get the toilet training under control. So 8 hours is way too long.
Okay.
But again, you're working from home. Take your 15-minute breaks. Interact with the puppy. Put the puppy back away. Lunch hour you spend with your puppy.
Hmm.
And it could be an adult dog too, a shelter dog. We
sure.
See a lot of these behaviors from shelter dogs because they don't understand why they've been displaced from a pack.
Right.
Okay, displacement. Displacement can create more and more problems. Yeah. The shelter dogs do sometimes have behavior problems, but that's because they don't understand, why did my last pack leave me? I need to up the ante. I need to be a better leader if the next pack is going to keep me. They're not qualified to lead the pack, but we don't do it in a canine way. So we need to be a leader of the pack. We know what's safe for them. And so with the at home, set up rules in the beginning, maybe on a weekend, start on a weekend where you're pretending to work all day, do the 15-minute breaks. The dog, go to the dog on your 15-minute breaks and your lunch hour, but don't acknowledge it. Don't go to it if it's whining and crying because it thinks the whining and crying got you there. It's going to keep doing it. And so you want to wait till they're calm. Sometimes they're not calm. But that goes back to crating or playpens, things like that are still considered dens. Dogs are natural denners. Denning animals.
Like wolves.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll find, people say, well, my dog doesn't like my crate, but yet the dog's going under their sofa table that's 3 inches tall. Or I said, they're denning. They're doing the same thing. We need to make that crate that den. And so that goes back to, let's make the crate a good place they like. If they fall asleep, put them in their crate when they're puppies.
Okay.
If it's an adult dog, feed them in their crate. Hide treats in their crate. Put their favorite toys in their crate. If you can fit in their crate, crawl in their crate when they're not there and act excited and act entertaining. Dogs only want to do what excites us.
this is awesome. It's crazy.
Pretty simple, but it's not natural for humans. Wow. And so that's what I teach.
Okay.
It's not about what you want. It's about making your dog more comfortable in their home.
So when you get on the phone and the dog's acting out, how do you handle a phone call and the dog at the same time?
Well, practice it beforehand is one of my suggestions.
Okay. I'll figure that out.
Sometimes it's like, I can't growl in a person's ear, right? It's an important phone call. Maybe you have the squirt bottle with you and you squirt the dog.
Okay.
Okay. And if the squirt bottle works really good, we don't want to make it about the squirt bottle. The squirt bottle usually is in conjunction with your tones.
Okay.
But sometimes there's an emergency and you have to use this
now,
tool.
When you say squirt bottle, squirt, in the face?
It can be wherever they're barking and sassing at you. Remember, it's just water.
Right.
We're not going to hurt them with a squirt of water.
Right.
And I have a lot of people, well, my dog turns it into a game. Well, you have a very authoritative dog who knows how to manipulate you. That's why you want to practice these things before they happen. Practice. When you go to group class, it's not because it's in the situation that you're going to need them to do a sit stay or whatever. Right. Practice. Right. They send you home to practice at home. If you don't practice, it's not going to happen.
All right. So you have to separate the workplace from the dog place.
You do. You should. Absolutely. Okay. Make it. And it's normal. I mean, dogs will learn to lay at your feet. And as soon as they're awake, they're going to demand attention. Mm-hmm. Don't let them do that. They only learn what we teach them or allow them to do. Exactly.
Wow. So true.
I just want to make sure, you know, everybody understands. So you still play with your pets. You play with your dogs. That's why we have dogs. But make it structured. Make it fun. Make it educational. I mean, people who play fetch and have their dogs sit until they release them, again, they're thinking. You just play fetch. The dog is getting their energy needs met, but none of that mental will wear them out a lot quicker.
That's such a good tip. And that really is the bottom line. I am so glad you have been here today. Thank you so much, Connie.
Thank you, Dawn. Oh my gosh, this has been a pleasure.
All right. If you want to talk to Connie, she is a dog behavior therapist and trainer. You can reach her at 297-3364, 297-3364, or Knoxville at barkbusters.com. What a great guest. What a great day to have Connie here for Father's Day. I just want to say, if you have to go because this is the end of our first hour, happy Father's Day to you if you're a dad. Happy Father's Day to you if you're a first-time dad, especially. And more importantly, we're going to be right back after this news break with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
These days, news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
A 3-0 decision. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump
administration. Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7. WOKI.
Hey, listen up. You already know that if you're in business today and you don't have a website, you don't exist. If you have a website and nobody can find you, you still don't exist. A website without search engine marketing is a business that's missing customers. Slamdot provides comprehensive digital marketing services that are affordable for small business. Slamdot's been locally owned and operated for 10 years. Your business deserves more than just a website. You deserve a website that works. You deserve Slamdot. Call them at 238-5600. Website that work. Support that can't be beat. Slam dunk.
If you love pets, you'll love Ricky's Pet Depot. This is your pet's place for toys, chews, and treats. Ricky's Pet Depot offers expert full-service grooming, tropical fish, and small pets. Every imaginable premium pet supply product, food, and then some is available. If they don't have it, they'll get it for you. Located in Farragut between Fresh Market and Steinmark. Stop by or visit online at rickyspetdepot.com. They're excited to meet you and all your fur babies. Ricky's Pet Depot, where pets come first.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff.